Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all of my precious brothers and sisters. I hope and pray that you're doing well. Thank you for tuning in to Love Remnant Tabernacle Radio Church. I am your host, your brother, your servant, Radio Shepherd. I'm so glad once again that you tuned in. I have a word for you from the Lord. It's a word of exhortation. It's a word that is bound to unify us. That's right. What we need is unity. And unity is fostered when we speak truth. The church today, when you go, you will notice that there are people that say one thing and they're telling you this is the truth. And then you find out that it wasn't the truth. At some point in time down the road, you find out that what they said was the truth in the presence of God, in the presence of his holy angels, in the presence of God's saints. You find out that it wasn't the truth. Today, many in the church are prone to lying. And so today we want to deal with this thing called lying. Let's open our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Ephesians 4, 25. Paul says, "Wherefore, putting away lying, what shall we put away? Lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another." Let us pray. Gracious God, once again, our Redeemer, our Lord, we come to you. We come to you that you might bless us through this short exposition of your word, that you might remind us of how you hate lying. For the book of Proverbs says that you hate seven things, and one of them is lying. Oh God, speak to us today. May we not be found in the company of liars. May we not be among those who are called brood of vipers. May we, your remnant, be free of the guilt of lying. Speak to us, Lord. Oh, we so pray. Speak to us today. In this world in which we live in, where lying is fashionable, where being a liar is okay, by means of your inspired word, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. As you can see, brothers and sisters, the early church, the first century church, was not a perfect church. It was not. For if it had perfect people in it, Paul would have no need of saying, "Wherefore putting away lying," if it were a perfect church. But it's not a perfect church. It's made up of individuals who, yes, they are redeemed, but they still possess the sin nature. And not only are we people who are redeemed who are still possessing the sin nature, but we live in a world around us that is always telling us to lie. It is a world that's controlled by the god of this world, Satan. And we know from Scripture that he was the first liar. He's the first liar, the first deceiver. When did he lie? Well, we know that in causing those angels to revolt against God, he must have told them a lie. That is inferred. That in order to get the third of the angels to rebel against God, he must have lied to those angels. But even before lying to them, Satan lied to himself. He said, he deceived himself. He said, "I will be like the Most High. I will be like the self-deceived." He lied to himself. But then we read that he lied to our first parents. Where did he lie to our first parents? Well, he lied to them in the garden. He lied to Eve. He beguiled Eve. And this is why God hates lying. To lie is to speak falsehood. To lie is not to speak the truth. It is the opposite of truth. A lie is the opposite of truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then Jesus said, in reference to Satan, he's a liar and the father of it, and he's been lying since the beginning. Yes, he's been lying. Satan has been lying since the beginning. newly created, newly lying. Didn't take long for Satan to discover lying. And so Paul says, now that we have been redeemed, now that we have been pulled out of the world, now that we are no longer children of darkness, but we are now the children of light, let all of us put away what? Lying. In other words, when he says put away lying, he says hang it up. Retire lying. You know, there's some things in your life, in my life, that we just need to retire. One of them is what? Lying. Don't lie. In fact, you know that in the church, Jesus, in speaking to the Pharisees and scribes, he called them hypocrites. He called them religious liars. On the outside, they act one way. They're telling you that this is who they really are, but really they are acting. They are what? Lying. The Lord in Scripture speaks of false prophets, pseudo-prophets, lying prophets. He speaks of false teachers, teachers who claim to speak the truth, but what comes out of their mouth is falsehood. There are false prophets, false teachers, false apostles. Paul even speaks of false brethren. False brethren. A false church. An apostate church. We are surrounded by falsehood. We are surrounded by liars. And so it is important when we are among God's covenant people with the Lord that we retire for good. You got to retire lying for good. Either be a saint or get out. Thing in the church. No acting. The exhortation today is retire lying. When you open your mouth, speak the truth. If you can't speak the truth, don't open your mouth. Lying, lying, lying. One of the seven things God hates, lying. Lying. In fact, if you go with me to the book of Revelation, the last chapter of the book of Revelation, the last chapter of the book of Revelation, it says, let's read verse 12, Revelation 22:12. He says, behold, I come quickly. This is Jesus speaking. And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, and they that they may have right to the tree of life, that they may enter in through the gates into the city. For outside of the city, you'll find dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whoever loveth and maketh a lie. There are people who just love lying. They love lying and they make lies. Jesus says those people won't be allowed into heaven. In Revelation 21, the chapter before that, he says in verse number 7, 21:7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderer, the whoremonger, the sorcerer, the idolater, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. This is the second death. So in the community of saints, among the godly, those who love the Lord, there can be no what? There can be no active lying. If you're prone to lying, you got to give it up. Got to retire lying. Paul says, wherefore, in lieu of the fact that you have, look at verse 20 of chapter 4. He says, but ye have not so learned Christ. Did you ever see Jesus lie? Did you ever see Jesus walk about making people false promises, mangling the scriptures, manipulating the scriptures? Did you ever see Jesus act like a hypocrite? Did Jesus say one thing in public and then act another way in private? Was Jesus two-faced? No, his life was not a lie. His life was not a farce. His life was true. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He said it. So Paul says, "But you have not so learned Christ. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, wherefore," verse 25, "putting away all lying, speaking every man the truth to his neighbor, for we are members one of another." See, why must we speak truth? Because, first of all, we are members of the same body. This is a body made up of people who love truth. Do you love the truth? Are you into the truth? I pray you are. Don't be like Ananias and Sapphira. Look at Acts 5:1. There was a certain man named what? Ananias. Ananias. And his wife Sapphira. They sold the possession and they kept a portion of it. Ananias and his wife agreeing in private, and they brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, "Ananias, why have Satan," there you go. You see, why have Satan? I told you in the beginning that Satan must have lied to the angels. That's why they rebelled. He obviously lied to himself. That's why he rebelled. He obviously caused Adam and Eve to believe a lie, because that's why they rebelled. You see, anytime you see lying, anytime you see hypocritical actions, Satan is behind it. Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie?" Out of all people, you're lying to the Holy Ghost. You're lying to the Holy Ghost. Verse 5, "And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost." I told you God didn't like liars. We're exhorted to what? To hang up, to retire all lying. Why? Because we are members of a holy community. We are members one of another. Members of what? Members of the bride of Christ, members of the household of faith, members of God's holy church, members of those who preach and practice the truth. In Zephaniah, that little prophetic book, that little three-chapter book right before the book of Haggai, or as some would say, Haggai, that little book, Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 13, here's a powerful text which I have made the text, the model of this remnant church. This is our text. This is the text for Love Remnant Tabernacle Radio Church. And it says, Zephaniah 3:13, "The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity." The remnant, the little band of believers, those who really love the Lord, they shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. We are the Lord's flock. We shall feed the Lord as he feeds us, and we shall lie down as he gives us rest, and none shall make us afraid, because he is our grand shepherd. But if we are part of this community, if we are part of this little band of believers, this group called the remnant, then there shall not be iniquity among us, nor shall we speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their midst. When you look at the church today, what do you find in the church? Deception. Deception. The greatest of deceivers are the pastors. They lie all the time. They lie to their members. They lie, "Well, you know, the Lord didn't tell you." I got a phone call that we need to raise a special offering because there's a group of people that we need to come to. There's no group of people. A great many times it's been found out that this is something the pastor has concocted in order to raise a special offering. Members lying one to another. Why do they lie? Because they see the pastor lying. Lying ought to be retired. Putting away all lying, kinds of lying. Don't lie on your resume. Don't lie about places you've never been to. Don't lie about things you've never done. How many people have been caught for embellishing their life story? How many people? This very famous journalist, Brian Williams, right now. Brian Williams, he's on sabbatical. Why is he on sabbatical? Because he was caught saying lies. As of today, I saw on the internet that he had up to 11 certifiable lies. They caught him in lying 11 different times. Now, if the world, if this guy who is part of the world, see, because when you're dealing with journalism, you need credibility. You need to present truth. But here's a man who is at the top of his field. He is supposed to be a journalist of journalists, a news reporter of news reporters. But there's nothing more that people hate than it's a liar. And that's the world. The world is telling you. The very world, the very group of people who are under Satan's control, it's, to them it stinks to high heaven that this man would lie to them 11 times when his whole office and employment and his very profession is based on credibility. And this is why, again, my brothers and sisters, St. Paul admonishes us to what? To put away lying. When you lie, you're on Satan's side. When you lie, is because perhaps when you lie, you're trying to embellish your reputation. Perhaps when you lie, you're trying to hide something. Perhaps when you're lying, you're trying to create a platform for yourself. But the Lord warns us about what? Lying. He warns us. In the last book of the Bible, I'm going to read it to you again, in Revelation chapter 21, verse 7 and 8, to him that overcometh, to him that does it my way, is basically what the Lord says, shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderer, the whoremonger, the sorcerer, the idolater, and all liars, plural, all liars shall what? Shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Then Revelation 22, it says, Revelation 22, verse number 15. Outside of the holy city are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. There are people who they're serial liars. They love spinning tall tales. They love creating fables. They love fabricating myths. They love lies, and they love making lies. You see, those members who are in the practice, who have not retired lying, they're not members of the household of faith. Paul says, don't lie one to another. Retire lying. Because why? Because you are members of God's family. And in God's family, lying is not permitted. So just be who you are. Be who you are. Don't try to create an image. Don't try to paint yourself as you're not. It's easier to just live with who you are. You're only going to get into trouble when you try to create a tall tale about yourself and you're not all that tall. And people can kind of sense it. They're not going to challenge you on the spot. How many pastors lie? How many church leaders get up and lie? How many people testify a lie? And they don't get challenged on the spot. But then later on, it's been proven that everything they said was, in fact, a lie. And so I want to encourage you today, today's word of exhortation, if you're a member of the church, if you're a member of this remnant, if you're a member of the household of faith, if you're a disciple of Jesus, then you've got to put away, you've got to retire lying. Perhaps that was part of your old nature. Perhaps that was something you did routinely. Perhaps that was something that you practiced all the time. Well, you know, Radio Shepherd, they're little white lies. Lies are lies is my answer to you. I'm pretty sure that Satan said to Adam and Eve, oh, this is just a little white lie. And look how much trouble Adam and Eve got into. And look at the mess they passed down to us. So Jesus came, our Savior came, to save us, to redeem us, to get us from up and under a lie. Because Satan had you believing a lie. Then Jesus came and said, no, that's all a lie. You are not going to make it to heaven following and believing and putting your confidence in that lie. And so Jesus came with an alternative message, which is the truth, and you've been following it ever since. So if you're following Jesus, the truth, you can't hold on to the practice of lying. That's the word of exhortation today. Why should we put away lying? Because you're really lying to us. You're not lying to God. God is not being bamboozled by what you say. You're not going to hoodwink God. You're not going to trick God. That's why Paul says, putting away lying, do not lie to one another. Don't lie to your neighbor. You know how the preachers in most of these churches says, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. You know how that little routine that they have? Okay. So when you lie, you're lying to me, the person sitting next to you. You're lying to one of the members of the community of faith. And Paul says, we should not be lying to one another. We should put away all lying. We should retire lying for good. If you have an issue, if you have a problem in this area, go to God. Say, Lord, help me retire lying. I need to do it before I get into more trouble. I need to do it before I lose my credibility. I need to do it so that I can be trusted once again. Let's pray. Father, we come to you right now. And perhaps some of us are still dealing with this area called lying. Some of us still have a deceitful tongue. We're born again. We're washed in the blood. We have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. But every now and then, Lord, we come up with a lie that's really very damaging and very detrimental. And we just ask you, Lord, we're asking you right now, help us retire lying. Holy Spirit, come to our aid and help us retire lying. In Jesus' name we pray. Holy Spirit, if anyone can help us retire lying, it is you, Holy Spirit. We yield to you right now. And just check us. Every time we're about to lie, just check us and say, oh, there you go, don't lie. Check us, Holy Spirit. Stop us in our tracks when we're about to say something that isn't true. Oh, Holy Spirit, we pray, help us until the habit is finally broken. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Now, weren't you blessed with that study? I was surely blessed. I want to close by playing that hymn that I just played in the opening. What a beautiful hymn. Wasn't that a beautiful hymn? Most beautiful. Let's listen to it. Love lifted me. Remember, we want it all to be about love, not about lies. Love. Love. Love one another. Don't lie to one another. Love lifted me. Love lifted you. Amen.